Shabbos Shalom. As we mentioned, that Shabbos is a time that recognition of the Malchus Shemayim, the meaning of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the world, comes out in its full force. We just step back, we're not doing anything, and Hashem is keeping the world going. And as a result of that, there's a special bracha of Shalom, of peace. Even by a person who's not well, there's a nusach that we say, Shabbos Yimei Lizok, don't cry out to Hashem today, Refuah. Pray for Lohi. And yet Hashem Refuah Shleim will come soon. Because of the Yitochen Hashem. Berachma Beruvim. Hashem has a lot of mercy. Yishivtoi V'sholar. He dwells in peace. So we mentioned that the concept of peace together with Shabbos. We know that the Hadlokas Neir Shabbos, lighting the candles on Shabbos, is an issue of Sholem Bayis. It's even considered more important than wine for Kiddush. I feel more than Ner Chanukah, which is to publicize the miracle of Chanukah, Shalom is above everything. Rabbi Shimshon explains, Shabbos is the time they recognize the world is not just a bunch of forces going against one another. Like the Goyim, look, the whole world is a fight for survival. On Shabbos, we step back and we notice, and that's what happens. Hashem is running the world. There's one united force that runs everything in this world, and there's nobody's fighting against anybody. We're all complementing one another and the wholeness of the creation. It's one creation and we're all part of it. And every part of the Bria is part of it. For Bethany, everything is coming to peace with one another and one thing and another thing. They're not opposing forces. They're complementary forces that bring out the beautiful world. And with that, we have to internalize that. It's not just that the sun and the moon and the earth and the clouds and the trees and the animals are all part of this grand plan and picture that Hashem created, that me and my wife are also part of this unified force. We are working together to bring out the Kvod Shemayim in the world, to bring up a family that recognizes the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to transform ourselves from being temporary beings to being eternal by bringing up a family that will follow this value. And with that in mind, there's no room for arguments, fights. Why does one fight? Because he looks at the other one as his adversary. I have to compete with the other one. I have to power or overpower the other one. Subjugate them under my dominion. No. Nobody's under my power. It's all under Hashem. I am under Hashem and Adarab. I want to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If my wife is not happy, I have to try to find why she's not happy. She's upset. Why she's upset? And the same thing the other way around. To a wife to a husband. We're sensitive to one another because we want to compliment one another. That's what comes out on Shabbos. That's the beauty of Shabbos. Like we know the famous Maimon Chazal, husband and wife, if they were Zeicha, the Shechina dwells amongst them. So it goes the other way around also. If the Shechina dwells amongst them, then there's also Sholem Beinem, there's also peace amongst them. So Shabbos is a time of more intense Hashros HaShechina, is a time which is natural to have more Sholem Bayis between husbands and wives, between parents and children, between neighbors, kehilas, that all stems from the concept that Hashem is a time of the higher, more intense revelation of the Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which puts everybody into one unit. And it also, aside from putting everything into one unit, it defines us as not being the ones who run the world. We are creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if I am part of my wife and part of my family, as part of Hashem's grand plan, and we're supposed to complement one another, together with the fact that I'm not the one who's a big boss, Hashem is the boss, that removes all need and all desire to have lack of shalom in the home. This is our way of being mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on ourselves on Shabbos, and if we do so, we're opening up the gates of bracha on ourselves and our families, not just for Shabbos, for the entire week.